This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's What's on Your Mind, Monday edition. Welcome to the 13th of August, 2018. Kevin Flynn in for Todd Mitchell. Todd, of course, being with his father. We're thoughts and prayers are with Todd and his family. His dad's a little battle going, so he's taking a day or two off. And Scott, a little family vacay and some time out west. So Daryl Lee from North Dakota Farm Bureau is in Bismarck. Do want to tell you that What's on Your Mind, so we're brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Anything, furnace and air conditioner replacements, repairs, water heater replacements, garage heater installations, maybe you got a pole barn you want to heat up, bathroom remodels, and garbage disposal replacements, humidifier, natural gas, grill piping, whatever, and commercial services as well. LINC service contractor, allowing us to provide most cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout our region. It's H.A. Thompson & Sons, commercial operation in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot. Allows us, of course, service throughout the region. Financing available and free estimates, 701-223-3393. 701-223-3393, or just go to hatandsons.com, H.A. Thompson & Sons. Great story behind that company, too. Grandfather started, father took over, grandson's now running the deal, and continuing with the standard of excellence at H.A. Thompson & Sons. And Daryl Lees is in for Scott today, North Dakota Farm Bureau President. I think we've got Daryl hooked up. Daryl, are you there? Is he hooked up in the biz yet? Oh, no, we're still working on it? All right, we're working on it. Well, it is Monday. Lots going on. Scott spent the weekend out at Medora, took in the musical. I don't think he played the Bully Pulpit, but I know he was out in Medora and then in Watford City for their gathering for the, I think it was the Best of the West. Was it Ribs? Rib Fest again? I want that deal. How do you get that deal? Run and enjoy some Medora. And that's a great time with the family, too. If you heard any of the program last week on Thursday, talking with the crew out there, Daniel Ganarelli and all the crew, Joe, the guy that's, that plays Teddy Roosevelt in the musical. And there's just so much to do out there. And you know what? I've heard Scott say it long enough that I haven't been out there since Bully Pulpit opened. We went out for the when they opened the golf course. And I'll tell you, if you're a golfer and you haven't played the pulpit, you got to go. That's a must-do golf trip. We did it with a few media guys, went out and got to spend the night and played the pulpit and lost, I would dare to say, at least 10 balls on that round I lost. Just because, I mean, it's so open, but I'm not a very good golfer. So that just kind of works out that way. Speaking of golf, I don't know if you saw any of the PGA Tour Championship over the week, and it was great watching Tiger get back into the hunt a little bit. A little away from What's on Your Mind, but it was kind of on my mind. But it was neat watching Tiger and Brooks Koepka kind of battle it out. Tiger came out on, I saw, was it Friday or Saturday? He came out and he birdied the first three holes. And the place by the third hole birdie, the place was just light. You'd think he'd sunk the putt on 18 to win the tournament. But it was just awesome, and he went from 3 under to 6 under, and then he just kept chipping away at it to where he was in the hunt. And yesterday it just turned out to, I mean, it was just a great tournament. And I tell you, the Brooks Koepka, this kid, my wife thinks he's quite easy to watch on the golf course, and he's a beast. And it's his second major in this year already. So, and he's got a green jacket too. So. He's a force to be reckoned with, no doubt about it. It was fun to see. Do we have Daryl hooked up? Is he, we're still dealing with some connection issues in Bismarck, but he will be joining us shortly. Here, man, it's Monday. It certainly feels like a Monday, doesn't it? Man, I'm watching this Omarosa business. Have you seen any of this? Are you paying attention to this? Does it matter? I'd be interested on your take on this one. 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. The thing is that here's a gal, and if you don't know who Omarosa was, she was on The Apprentice. She was a big deal on The Apprentice because she's a character. I mean, she's out there. And, because of her time on The Apprentice, she went to work for Donald Trump and worked in the, not only, you know, before he became, but she worked for, not only after, but before, did some stuff with him and with the deal. But now apparently she's become a quite a disgruntled employee. And she decided to, when John Kelly decided to let her go, which now the president is saying he didn't know anything about when that happened. When you look at this, you know, they call her a Trump aide. What is it? Omarosa Manigault Newman. She's, of course, all the national security experts for this. Over the weekend, of course, she's on Meet the Press. Recording, she told Meet the Press, she made this recording in the Situation Room. I'd be interested to know, how do you get to the Situation Room of the White House with a recording device? How do you get in there? How does that even happen? But she got in there with one. And John Kelly was firing her. You know, and the Situation Room is, this is a sensitive compartmented information facility. They call it a SCIF, where the nation's most consequential foreign policy decisions are made, and staff are not permitted to bring in cell phones or other recording devices. So she did this. And, of course, Ned Price, who's the spokesman for the National Security Council during the Obama administration, I've never heard of a more serious breach of protocol. Well, of course, he's going to say that. But, you know, everybody's saying it. Both sides. And it just amazes me that she gets any kind of traction on this. Because, first of all, people get fired. You're getting let go. Now you take a recording device into the Situation Room of the White House and make a recording. Is it a rule or is that a law? Is that a rule or a law? Because if that's a law, it should be. If it's not, it should be. If it's just a rule, well, I don't know what you do for that deal. But the fact that she's back in the news, I think it's the new Stormy now. We'll see how this all plays out. I'm not paying much attention to it. Daryl Lees, I think we got Daryl on the line. Now, Daryl, are you there, my friend?
I think I'm here finally.
There you are. Yes, sir. Good to chat again. Daryl Lees, president, North Dakota Farm Bureau, live in Bismarck. I'm live in Fargo. It's Kevin Flynn and Daryl in for Scott Hennen and Todd Mitchell. You and I get the helm today, my friend.
We get to steer the ship, and it's a Monday, so you never know what direction the ship's going to go.
That's true. Absolutely true. So how was your weekend? Did you guys stay cool in all this heat that was out? Were you out west at all?
Yeah, it's, my hometown is Douglas, which is north central, you know, kind of straight north of Bismarck, between Bismarck and Minot. And so we were in that 101, 102, 103, whatever you want to call it. Once it's over 95, it really doesn't matter after that point. But we were sure in the heat there. And you know, we spent some time just making sure that all the waters were working on the farm for all the livestock and making sure that they were kind of comfortable so they didn't have to get up and be stressed even more in the 100-degree weather out there. So it was a warm weekend, but you know what? It's part of life. We will be 30 below in sometime in the next 6 or 7 months also.
Yeah. Daryl, how do you, obviously with, and you're the most, you know, the smartest guy in the room, I think, on this topic when it comes to the,
I'm the only guy in this room, so
yeah,
I can claim
right?
that today.
There you go. But we're talking about, you know, with farming and stuff, and I was actually with some friends over the weekend. We were down, a little festival in Minnesota Lakes Country, just chatting about some things, and, this friend of mine is a dairy farmer, and he's, there, you know, he said, there's all this talk about, you know, soybeans and the, you know, the tariffs and the things on the two big, but, you know, they're wondering, obviously he's wondering about, and I know all farmers, whatever you're growing, but he's really worried about dairy prices. And I said, do you think that comes from anything that's going on with the trade, or just maybe the fact that people aren't drinking as much milk or eating as much butter?
Well, there's the dairy prices for, you know, a couple, 3 years now have been fairly depressed. And,
yeah,
you know, that's they depend heavily on trade. And so it's, you know, in North Dakota, we talk more, you know, there's been more talk around the soybean issue, obviously, because we've got, you know, several thousand soybean producers out there or more. And we don't, you know, we've got 75 to 80 dairy producers, which they're extremely important to our economy, especially in those small communities where they're located. They're an extremely important economic driver in those communities, and we don't want to neglect them and forget about them, but they don't get as much attention here in North Dakota for that reason, like they do in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and places like that. So, yeah, there's a definite concern out there in the dairy industry also, but that concern doesn't just imply the trade and tariff things. There's a whole issue out there been happening in dairy for a long time, and we'll talk more about that on the other side if you want to. It's What's on Your Mind. We'll be right back.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water, we're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
What's on your mind? Darrell Lees, North Dakota Farm Bureau President, in for Scott Hennen. I'm Kevin Flynn in for Todd Mitchell. We're manning it out here on a Monday, and a hot Monday. It's going to be statewide, at least into the lower 90s. I have to make sure the air conditioning's up and running good, Darrell.
Sure. Hey, it's we've We gave our air conditioning a workout this weekend, so if it survived the 100 to 105, I think we're all right.
Good to be good to go today. There you go. All right. Mike is on the line, and Bismarck wants to talk about Russia. Mike, how are you? What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call here. It gets a little bit tiring or annoying, this Russian collusion thing where they're trying to say Trump allies helped or tried to find dirt on Hillary. Well, you can go back to Bob Woodward of Watergate fame and the Washington Post, where he sent dozens of reporters out to find dirt or info on Donald Trump. And the same thing happened in 2008, where dozens of reporters converged on the state of Alaska to find dirt or misdeeds of Sarah Palin. Is there any difference? Please tell me.
No, I think it's a great point. Are you, Daryl? It's just the hypocrisy in the media.
Yeah, I think we've seen this transforming for quite a few years, if you really look back and kind of see some of the signs coming forward. And it's just we've went away from journalism in the media to what, quote unquote, I go into journalism so I can make a difference in the world and I can change the world. Well, that's not what journalists are there to do. Journalists are there to report, quote unquote, the facts, supposedly. But we have these folks that are advocates. They're out there pushing their agenda through the media, and that's why they're going into the media.
So that to answer your question, Mike?
Yeah, I've had it already figured out. Yeah. I just wanted to hear that.
It's a good point. Yeah.
It's just so double standard. Standard.
Yep, and the hypocrisy lives. Thank you, sir. Have a great day. That's Mike from Bismarck. You know, and he's right. You know, the hypocrisy, and you can go way, way back. I was talking about this coffee table book I've got, Daryl, and it's got the front page of the New York Times from every day since the paper, pretty much for years since the paper started. And I went back and looked on my birthday in 1920, and it showed the presidential election back. I think it was 20 or 24, whatever. But it was the exact same things they argue about today. Education, employment, unemployment, you know, the economy. It was all, and this was 100 years ago almost. Same exact arguments that they're putting out today. And it just made me realize it just goes round and round and round.
Yeah, it's kind of just one vicious circle, so it just never seems to amaze me anymore what gets put out there and what, you know, the positions that are taken and promoted, and there's not even any of the fact checking behind it. And that's the sad part about it is do some of the fact checking. Now there's, you know, if they want to talk about, you know, it's you know, there are people that are sharing concerns about XYZ, or, you know, here's their concerns, or here's what we're hearing on the street. And then when they find out the other side, they say, okay, here's the response to that we said earlier or yesterday or, you know, whatever. That's fine. But they don't do that.
No.
They move on to the next misrepresentation instead of correcting the previous misrepresentation.
And you, the word journalist, you were so accurate with that, how, it, you know, when that was such an integrity-driven, you know, just character-driven profession forever, and it's now become a joke, because who knows what journalist is writing what article that is satire, that isn't, and news is, the lines are so blurred right now, and I don't know that they're going to unblur anytime soon. You know, the term fake news is like, what is real? And you're right. No one does the research. No one does the reading.
No. So it looks like we got a caller on the line here. Barbara in Fargo wants to talk about federal money and education. Barbara, what's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I read the Bismarck story from KVLY, Valley News Live, just, you know, a half hour ago, and I'm just outraged. 15 North Dakota communities getting federal money to help students' reading ability. Dated today, right off the bat, I knew that it it was basically for the refugees. So here's over $27 million more that are being sucked out of taxpayers federally for the Thriving Readers Grant. That grant money doesn't come out of nowhere. Taxpayers pay for that federal money. These this grant is for 3 years for disadvantaged children and technical assistance and teacher training for grades K through high school. Okay, by the time you reach third grade, you should be very prolific at reading. Obviously, this is for the refugee community, and it's really got to stop because there are drug making, drug cooking, drug labbing, whatever you want to call them, apartments and homes all over our entire Fargo-Moorhead and surrounding community. They're all over the U.S. They're out of control. And the reason why is because in 2011, the federal government had the nerve to cut off all of the clandestine drug lab cleaning money, federal money, grants from the DEA because the federal government claimed in 2011, we can't afford it. We don't have the money to pay the DEA to clean up toxic meth labs that if you move into 3 years later down the road, you or your family or your pets will get sick.
Right. But then what you're saying, I think, Barbara, is that they've got money. There's money to do these reading grants and do this and spend money here and there. But you cut funding to actually clean up meth houses. There again lies the idiocy in budget creation at the state level.
If it's a pet project for somebody, then all of a sudden there's money. But if it's not an important pet project, then doesn't seem to be money. And this whole education thing, Barbara, you know, it is just amazing out there that even in our rural communities in North Dakota, there's a school district that I'm very familiar with, my kid goes to up at Garrison, that is in huge turmoil right now because of a bond failure and the way administration's handling things and the community is fighting about this. And then the paper comes out and says, well, they're in the top 13% for schools for this, and this. But within that same article, the reading proficiency was like at 42% or something like that, I believe is right. 42% reading proficiency. If they're in the top 13% for teachers or whatever the thing was, top 13%, how bad are the other schools out there?
Good question. Exactly.
Hey, this is what's on your mind. This is Daryl Lease from North Dakota Farm Bureau here, NDFB. Glad to be sitting in for Scott. And we've got to go to a break here. Thanks for the call, Barbara. We'll be back on the other side of the break. We're going to have some things to stimulate some thought to get you to call in, so stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This Monday night, tickets to North Dakota, an open house, and you're invited. Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. Come join us for an informational open house at the Bigeau Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Come anytime. Learn about the project and its benefits. The team will be available to answer any questions and hear your concerns, too. Monday, Bigeau Activity Center, Dickinson State University, anytime from 6 to 8 p.m. Find out more at endeavor.com/Dickinson.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Omarosa Manigault Newman on the attack, releasing a recording of a phone conversation she has with President Trump shortly after she was fired as a White House aide.
Omarosa, what's going on? I just saw in the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, I, nobody even told me about it. Nobody, you know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it.
Then she says this on NBC this morning.
John Kelly is running this White House, and Donald Trump has no clue what's going on. He's being puppeted, and that's very dangerous for this nation.
She was referring to Chief of Staff John Kelly. More than 300 people injured after a platform collapses at a music festival in Stain yesterday. It happened at a sports and music celebration. No one was killed, but five people were critically injured. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer. Now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's What's on Your Mind, Monday edition, 13th of August, 2018. Daryl Lees, North Dakota Farm Bureau President for Scott Hennin. I'm Kevin Flynn in for Todd Mitchell. Todd's got a couple days off being with his dad. His dad's going through a medical battle, so we've got him in our thoughts and prayers. What's on Your Mind this hour, brought to you by our friends at Endeavor in Dickinson. Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. I thought this was fascinating. So you can join them for an informational open house. They're doing that at the Bijo Activity Center at Dickinson State University tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Come on in. Learn about the project and its benefits to the region. Their team's going to be available to answer any questions or hear your concerns. You can join them tonight. Endeavor tonight at the Bijo Activity Center at Dickinson State University from 6 to 8. They'll go to that. And then more information available, of course, at Endeavor, Endeavor.com/Dickinson. That's tonight, Dickinson State University from 6 until 8. Daryl Ease is in for Scott Hennin.
It's kind of an interesting development there that the Endeavor plant out there at Dickinson switching over to the renewable fuels end of things with using, you know, vegetable oils, which is soybean oil, corn oil, canola oil, all the above. And so that's interesting. I wish I could get a way to get over that meeting. It'd be interesting to hear that. It's going to be interesting to hear some of the feedback coming out of that. And hopefully folks will call in that attend that tonight, call in tomorrow or the next day and give some of their thoughts and what they heard on that and what their thoughts are on it out there in southwest North Dakota.
I like how Scott always says, about all of the above for energy. And it just goes to show there's just another way when they're, you know, moving towards renewable fuels or, you know, that's happening. And North Dakota's they are in the bullseye of all of it for sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, we are the epicenter for everything agriculture and energy and the combination of them too. There is no one on the earth that does it better than North Dakota. And I might be a little biased, but when you look at everything considered, our North Dakota farmers and ranchers are the best producers in the world. Our North Dakota energy folks are the best producers in the world. Doesn't matter if you're talking oil, coal, wind, ethanol, all the above there, which is stated by Scott quite often on here. All of those folks do a tremendous job. And they take great care in the natural resources. That's the other important fact of it. They take great care in the natural resources to have something left for that next generation and the generation to follow. And we've got some folks calling in, but I want to put a thought out there. I want to get to stimulate some thought on some folks out there. I don't know if it's been 3-4 weeks ago when I guest hosted What's on Your Mind. I brought up the fact about the permanent easements, CRP permanent easements in the Farm Bill, and how that's concerning. And by the way, I have not heard any agricultural organization, commodity group, whatever, that is in favor of this. In fact, they're all opposed to it. And so when I start looking into this issue, you start searching for how these things and who introduces these things into the farm bill. And last, I think it was about a week ago or so, Senator Hovind had a farm bill roundtable, and he got questioned on this and got hit from several different angles. And he had a more than disappointing answer, I think. A more than disappointing answer. And this is coming from folks that were in that room from all segments of agriculture. The answer he gave to that was, well, you need to probably fix it in the state legislature to create the stop gaps for what's allowed for permanent easements for length of time and not. And that's a very concerning answer. Why are we supposed to be responsible for making state legislation all the time to correct federal overreach, federal misguidance, when we've got the folks that are there? We've got three of them that are going to be on that conference committee for the farm bill. We have the senior Senator Hovind, we got Senator Heitkamp, we got Congressman Kramer, and I know that we've got confirmation out of Congressman Kramer that he's going to fight back against that. And that was Senator Hovind's answer, was to fix it with what the state allows for easement length instead of taking care of the problem, which is the legislation at the federal level that's going to implement that program. But I found out one of the reasons it may be, from a fairly good source, that he may have been in the room to draft the permanent easement language. That might explain his very weak answer on that. So call in. Let us know what you're thinking on that. That ought to stimulate some thought process out there. We've got some callers on the line. We have David from south of Bismarck wants to say something about property rights. David, are you with us?
Hello.
David, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. A lot better than yesterday. The heat's a little less, so things are going better today.
Yeah.
But my question and comment to the property rights is my family owns and operates the oldest continuously operating ranch in southern Burke County. We've been here since 1882. So as a family, we've seen everything come and go during its cycle. Now, the people that are coming out and buying your little 10 and 40 acre patches of land, they want to put up their little hobby farms or just live out in the country because that's what they want to see. They have changed the view shed for me, but if I want to do something with, a proposed wind farm across our property, they're all up in arms about that because it's going to ruin their view. What's to say their little hobby farms lining all the highways and roads in this part of the country haven't changed my view for the worse?
Well, and, you know, that's the, you know, that's what I got to the point when we sat. David, you sat on that panel at the state fair.
Yes.
I believe this is the same David. That talked about, you know, the private property rights and in regards to the wind development that is proposed in your area and some of the difficulties there and the overstep of the North Dakota Game and Fish, which, you know, Governor Burgum, you know, please reel in your cabinet folks and get them under control. That would be nice. And so, but the thing is we're going down a dangerous path when we start talking about view sheds. Because, folks, here's the hard, simple facts. Your property line ends at your property line. The only view shed that you control is from standing on the edge of your property line looking into your property. You do not control what someone else does on their property when you're looking out from your property and then want to claim damage because of a view shed. Because you're exactly right, David. There's been roads put in. There's, you know, a plethora of things that go on out there that your family has had to deal with changes in the last, you know, 130 years of existence. But yet now we're supposed to stop progress. We're supposed to stop adapting. We're supposed to stop enhancing. We're supposed to stop private initiative and private, you know, basically self-reliance. We're supposed to stop freedom, opportunity, and self-reliance because someone looks out and goes, you know what, that's affecting my viewshed. That's a dangerous road that we're on. And this talk has been around. I mean, you go back a few years ago to the whole special places thing that the Industrial Commission in North Dakota took up. And you know, it's just ridiculous the restrictions that they're trying to put on private property and private property decisions that, you know, are going to make a difference whether sometimes whether families can sustain their livelihood out there or not, and based on some what someone sees. And so, I mean, David, you're exactly right. It's a wandering, very dangerous wandering issue out there that people are going to start making decisions and start, well, they're going to start filing lawsuits based on, you know, a view shed. And it's starting.
But they don't.
Yeah, go ahead, David.
They don't have a single problem putting up another cell phone tower so we can keep our cell phones going off. And those stick up in the air. You can see them for miles too, but there isn't a single word said about those.
Well, because that's self-serving to that person that, you know, they want to. So here's the thing. They want to move to the country, but they don't want to deal with any of the noise, the smells, the sights that may happen out in the rural area, unless it keeps their level of comfort enhanced, such as a cell phone service that's more reliable or, you know, something like that that is going to directly. Then it's like, okay, we can look the other way on that. But you can't look the other way on enhancing your life, David. You're not allowed to do that. Just they are when it enhances their life. That's kind of what's going on, isn't it?
Exactly right. They're coming out here and trying to tell us what we can and can't do with our property that we've had longer than they've ever been alive.
Right. No, that's good points, David. Thanks for the call. And it's we're fighting every day from NDFB for property rights, and it's become a very uphill battle. And we'll get into I'll provide some commentary on that here shortly too about some things going on across the country that's going to make it very difficult and is making it very difficult to grow food in this country. And people, watch out, watch what you ask for. You might just get it, and it's not going to be positive. We have Clay on the line. Clay wants to say something about FSA. Clay, how are you doing today?
Good. There's nothing, you know what I'm talking about in FSA, Morton County, and Melody Heath, and Brad Dickinson, and Ryan Limbaum, and Rhonda Mosier. There's nothing changing. We need to clean house in that whole place. And, I mean, maybe I'm sound like I'm a, you know, but this has been going on too long, all this problems we've been having. And nothing's changing. I called in a couple times, and they act like there's still nothing wrong in the office
Clay,
when I call the Fargo office. Yeah.
Right. Clay, so I think it was on the, was it the 21st? Congressman Kramer had a discussion and invited in the producers. And correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't make it to the meeting. It was kind of set up just for the producers that were affected. But there was nearly 40 producers in the room.
A lot more would have come, but they're afraid to come.
And I mean, if that's and then the FSA is trying to lay this off as, oh, it's personality conflicts. Really? I would say
that yeah.
There's one person that has a personality issue, and it's conflicting with a majority of the producers that are dealing with in there. And so let's get this thing corrected. And it's extremely frustrating for the producers. It's extremely frustrating the folks like us that advocate for agriculture and organizations like ours that, you know, if you're in the situations and you're in there working with FSA and dealing with them, you deserve a little bit better treatment and respect than what seems to be happening out of Morton County. We got to come up to a break here. Thanks for the call, Clay. This is What's on Your Mind. Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennin. We'll be back right after the break. Call us up and let us know what's on your mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
What's on your mind for Monday, the 13th of August, 2018? Scott Hennen's got the day off. Daryl Lee's North Dakota Farm Bureau president is in, as well as myself, Kevin Flynn, and for Todd Mitchell. Todd's with his dad. We're keeping him in the thoughts and prayers. His dad's in a little medical battle going on, so we're thinking about him. This hour of What's on Your Mind, this segment brought to you by our friends at High Plains Apache. When you spray as much as you do, these are the guys. In fact, I've heard Scott talk about these guys when he's not on the air talking about them and how great they are. You need support from these guys. They know what they're doing when it comes to spray application. Daryl, I'm sure, can back me up on this. Nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. Tips, parts, service, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers. You want to learn more? High Plains Apache in Mandan. Call them 701-663-2375. 701-663-2375. High Plains Apache and Mandan, proud sponsors of What's on Your Mind. And Daryl Lees is in for Scott Hennen.
Hey, it's good to see folks that are involved in the agriculture community sponsoring What's on Your Mind here. And you know, I got a text in here, and that's the other thing, you know. Call in. We want to do a call in from those of you out in the combine cabs or the truck cabs out there. Give us a report. You know, it's the start of harvest out there. Harvest is really just starting to get rolling good in North Dakota. Give us a report from the field. I got one text sent in to me here, egg and oil existing together, and they're emptying, you know, they're unloading the combine into the truck, and in the background there's an oil pad that has four or five oil wells pumping on it. I mean, oil and egg can exist together. Energy and egg can exist together no matter what kind it is, and so it's nice to see that. But we got some phone calls on the line here now. We have, is it Tim? Has a question for me regarding John Hoven.
Yes, and I want to make sure I heard you correctly, Daryl, because I'm in the tractor baling alfalfa. So my question is, did you say that Senator Hoven was in the room when they put in that provision for permanent easement on CRP?
That is the information that we are receiving from some pretty reliable sources, that he was part of the development of that. Therefore, it would make sense, his very weak answer to the ag groups at his roundtable last week about getting it removed from the farm bill.
Okay, I wanted to verify. Here's my comment. When they passed the omnibus bill here about, what, 6, 7, 8 months ago, Senator Hoven thought it was the greatest thing since gravy train. And it had funding in there for the sanctuary cities and Planned Parenthood and so forth. And you know what those of us out here in the country think about sanctuary cities and Planned Parenthood. My other thing on this thing is, and I didn't agree with the man, but the late Ed Schultz, I didn't agree with him. But when he was on Fargo Radio and Hoven was governor, Schultz said that Hoven was an empty suit. And it seems to me that on some of these issues, now the omnibus bill, and if he was involved in putting this provision into the farm bill for permanent easement, he's an empty suit. That's my comment.
Well, and that's a very strong statement. I think there's some of them strong feelings out there. The point I'm making in this is, he is on the conference committee. We have three folks from North Dakota on the conference committee, on the Farm Bill Conference Committee. When they are overwhelmingly, I have not heard an agricultural group that is in favor of them CRP permanent easements. They are all against it. When they are overwhelmingly against it, this is a farm bill, remember, his answer should have been, we will fight for you to remove that provision. Pretty easy answer in my mind. And that answer was not given. It was, well, go to your state legislature and fix the terms and the length that permanent easements can be in your state. We shouldn't have to do that, folks. We got John in Minot. He has something for us. John, are you with us, and what's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, you were talking about that permanent easement, and Kevin saying fix it now, and Holman saying we'll fix it at state level. What would be the, and that's what the Democrats did it, what, 5 or 6, 7 times in the Obamacare bill, as the secretary shall decide. Doesn't Congress have enough gonads to write a bill out completely?
Well, they should have enough intestinal fortitude to take on an issue, especially when it's overwhelmingly against that. Thanks for the call, John. We have Greg in Bismarck.
Wouldn't that be the same thing?
It's very similar, John. It's kind of a pass the buck type of a deal, isn't it?
Right. Wouldn't that be the same thing as Roe versus Wade? It'd say, that's okay, pass it. We'll fix it at state level. Wouldn't that be the same thing?
Well, and state level can't fix that because of
right,
the decision by the Supreme Court.
How can they fix How can they fix this other one at state level?
And that's the question at hand, whether we can fix it or not.
That's why,
once
that's
the federal government passes something,
it.
Right,
when
right.
Congress got it, they should fix it.
Rather that's right. They have the opportunity to.
Like the Democrats did to the Secretary of Health.
Yep, exactly, John. Thanks for your call, John. We're going to move on to Greg and Bismarck. Greg, you have something about corporate farming.
Hey, good morning, Daryl. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing very well. How are you today, Greg?
Good. A couple of sessions ago, the legislature passed a corporate farming bill that was going to help hog producers and dairy farmers. And it passed, and then Farmers Union got a hold of it and got that defeated. And at the same time, the Farm Bureau announced that they were going to file a lawsuit about corporate farming.
Greg, can you hang
North
on
Dakota?
Past the break? Greg, can you hang
sure.
on past the break? We'll get yeah. to this right after the break. This is a longer break. This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen. We'll be right back after the break. Call us with what's on your mind.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's no secret that CDL drivers are in high demand. And there's high demand for employers who offer work-life balance, great pay, trusted benefits, and a safety-first culture. MBI Energy Services strives to be the employer of choice in the energy industry. They were named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. Now hiring oil, water, hot oil, winch, and super vac drivers. MBI also offering up to a $3,500 experienced driver bonus. Apply online today, MBIEnergyServices.com, and drive our energy economy forward with MBI.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.